Welcome back to Edmonton This Week, your City of Edmonton connection. I'm Wade Sorokin. Up next, the city is inviting affected citizens to upcoming open houses to learn about Edmonton's proposed annexations of land in Leduc County and a portion of Highway 814 from the town of Beaumont. Now, these open houses provide a great opportunity to learn and ask questions and share any concerns about the proposed annexations. Peter Ohm is a manager of the city's Urban Planning and Environment Branch. Peter, welcome to the program.
Hello, Wade.
So, Peter, it was in the spring of this year that we talked and that when City Council passed a resolution to begin the annexation process of land south of the city. Can you update what has occurred in the annexation process between then and now?
We've had one joint meeting between Edmonton City Council and Leduc County Council, and that was attended with administration. And it was really to take stock on where we had been in the previous year and where we stood as of May of 2013. That was the last meeting that we've had between the councils and administration. But in the meantime, the two administrations have been working to get ready for this public engagement that's coming up later this month.
To give people an idea, Peter, what percentage of Leduc County land is Edmonton proposing to annex?
Well, the 15,000 hectares would comprise approximately 6% of Leduc County.
And why does Edmonton need more land, and why specifically the land south of the city?
Well, Wade, you'll know that Edmonton's really enjoyed the fruits of a great economy over the last little while. And since 2001, the city's expanded by another 160,000 people. That's the equivalent of a Lethbridge and a Red Deer. This year alone, we're expected to approve 10,000 dwelling units. And that growth has to go somewhere. 80% of the growth does go in our greenfield areas, and 55% of all of our growth occurs in South Edmonton. Now, that doesn't mean that we're not focused on other growth, and certainly we're very interested in growing in, up, as well as out. So we've got a number of efforts in other parts of the city to contribute or to accommodate that additional growth, but by itself, it wouldn't be able to accommodate the growth the city's currently experiencing. So in South Edmonton, we're currently at about 15 years land supply. And when you overlay the time it takes to bring land on from a land assembly all the way to an occupancy permit, that's 10 years. And the overlaying that on the supply, we need to move on this annexation.
And how are you addressing specific concerns from communities directly affected by the proposed annexations?
Well, we've certainly received some contact by email and phone. Our big engagement really occurs later this month, where we're going to, through a face-to-face opportunity, through three public open houses, one in Edmonton and two out in the county. So we'll have an opportunity to hear not only from property owners that are affected by these two annexation proposals, we'll also be able to hear from Edmontonians about what they think about an annexation and where it fits into our future.
All right, well, let's get to the details of the open houses. When and where are the open houses? And what can people expect when they attend?
Well, first the dates. We've got three open houses, Monday, November 18th, the following day, November 19th, and then the next week, Tuesday, November the 26th. The first is at Redtail Landing. The November 19th session is at Nisku Inn in Nisku, Alberta. And the last one on the 26th of November is at the Four Points Sheridan in Edmonton. This kind of event is flexible enough to meet different people's needs. Those folks that would like to learn as much as they can on their own can do that. If they prefer to sit down and have a presentation that captures all of that, they can do that as well. And they can come and go. They can be there early and get what they need, or they can come a little bit later and get what they need as well.
Will there be opportunity for a Q&A?
Oh, yes, very much so. We expect that people will be asking questions at our different stations in the open house part of the event, and we expect that people will be asking questions as part of the presentations. And on top of that, we'll also have FAQs, which we anticipate to be FAQs, provided as handouts to folks that attend the sessions.
Now, if people can't attend the sessions, can they get information and provide their feedback online as well?
Yes, we'll have that ability. As part of the session, we'll be asking for some feedback. So that's one element, and then certainly we'll be directing them to the website where they can learn more about, as I mentioned, the history and the process of annexation, and also provide us additional feedback over and above what they might have at the public open house.
Well, for more information on the proposed annexations of land south of the city, as well as the upcoming open houses, visit edmonton.ca/annexation. Peter, thank you very much for your time today.
Well, thank you, Wade.
That's Peter Ohm, manager of the city's Urban Planning and Environment Branch, with details on the upcoming open houses to learn about Edmonton's proposed annexations of land in Leduc County and a portion of Highway 814 from the town of Beaumont. Time now for the Community Spotlight. Calling all Walters in the city of Edmonton. Would you like to be involved in a future John Walter Museum project and learn about your family history? If so, we want to hear from you. The John Walter Museum is currently looking for individuals to assist in the initial planning stages of a Walter family reunion for summer of 2014. Your time commitment for 2013 would just be an evening session on Wednesday, November 27th from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the John Walter Museum. Now, if you're interested, please visit facebook.com/John Walter Museum to send a private message with your email address and any questions you may have. You can listen to archived episodes of this program at edmonton.ca/EdmontonThisWeek. You can subscribe to the free podcast on iTunes. Just search Edmonton This Week. And email any questions, comments, or topic suggestions to etw@edmonton.ca. Edmonton This Week is heard every Saturday at 7:30 a.m. and again at 6 p.m. right here on 630 CHED. On next week's program, learn about the City of Edmonton's new Evolving Infill Initiative that involves public discussions about new housing options in established neighborhoods. That story and more next week. Until then, I'm Wade Sorokin. Thanks for listening to Edmonton This Week, your City of Edmonton connection.